Michael France is co-director of the Wesleyan Media Project at Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut. He says the study is the media project's first look at national broadcast and cable television advertising for the 2018 midterm. France says even a few red state Democrats are speaking positively about Trump.
There's some strategic embracing of Trump, or at least ignoring of Trump on the Democratic side, depending on who you're talking about. And then there's more embracing of Trump on the Republican side than what we've seen in the past.
He says this is in stark contrast to the last couple of midterm elections.
No Democrats in the same time period that we examined for this report embraced Obama in 2010 or 2014 in ways like Republicans are embracing Trump this time around. So he's a very polarizing figure, and to see this, the high approval mentions by Republicans is quite something.
France says there are some regional differences in the extent to which Trump is embraced.
So a place like Connecticut, located in the Northeast, is likely to have a more moderate set of Republicans generally than, say, in some other places across the country. Trump would not be someone that would invoke the same sort of embracement as it would in, say, southern states.
He says the Wesleyan study also looked at campaign advertising on Facebook. There, Trump is also a central figure. He's mentioned positively in over a quarter of GOP ads and negatively in a third of Democratic ads. The study finds that the hot-button issues on Facebook for Republicans were immigration, gun policy, and taxes, while Democrats favored talking about the GOP health reform and, to a lesser extent, about taxes. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Ebong Udama.